Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about the illusion of thinking in large language models, particularly spurred by a paper from Apple. Let's dive right in. This whole thing started with Apple publishing a paper questioning the reasoning abilities of LLMs, claiming it's all an illusion. Naturally, everyone's talking about how LLMs can't really reason, right? It's like the AI hype train just slammed into a wall. So, what did Apple actually find that makes them so sure about this illusion?
Well, they tested these models, including reasoning models, the ones that take a few seconds to think, using puzzles like the Tower of Hanoi. They found three key things. One, on simple tasks, standard models actually do better than the reasoning ones. Two, on medium difficulty tasks, the reasoning models have an edge. And three, this is the big one, on complex tasks, both types of models just collapse.
So, like, they just give up? That's interesting. But how does that prove reasoning is an illusion? My brain does the same thing. I'm not gonna spend all day calculating prime numbers between 1 and 15 million.
Exactly. That's a key critique of the paper. It's like saying, if I ask you an impossibly complex question and you don't answer, it means you can't reason. Doesn't make sense. Plus, the puzzles they used, like Tower of Hanoi, the solutions are all over the internet. The models might just be recognizing the problem, not reasoning through it.
Oh, so like they're just parroting back what they've seen before. Got it. But wait, I thought these models are trained on math and coding, not puzzles. Is a puzzle really a fair test of reasoning?
Good point. It's like testing a chef's cooking skills by asking them to build a birdhouse. Not quite the same skill set. Plus, these models realize when a problem is too complex to solve step by step. So, they look for shortcuts, just like humans do.
So the giving up isn't a failure of reasoning, it's actually a form of reasoning. That's a pretty big oversight. And this is coming from Apple, a company known for, well, not being at the forefront of AI.
Yeah, it's a bit strange, isn't it? They don't have any publicly known, leading reasoning models, but they're critiquing everyone else's? Almost like they're saying, see? This whole thing doesn't work anyway.
A little defensive, maybe? So what's the takeaway here? Are LLMs actually capable of reasoning or not?
Well, the paper's methodology seems flawed, but that doesn't mean LLMs are perfect reasoners either. It's more nuanced than that. The models are doing something similar to reasoning, even if it's not exactly the same as human reasoning. The key is to understand their limitations and use them strategically. Just like any tool, even a bicycle for the mind.
I see. Interesting. So maybe Apple's not quite the AI authority they're presenting themselves as. Thanks for breaking this down.
Absolutely. And thank you all for listening. We hope you enjoyed this insightful discussion. Until next time.
Bye.